This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Vaccination clinics scheduled for hundreds of public school employees throughout Albuquerque and surrounding communities won't happen after all. New Mexico health officials say the state is focusing the current round of vaccinations on people age 75 and older and those who have underlying medical conditions that put them at risk for COVID-19. But news of the scuttled clinics angered one state senator and left school administrators with two of the state's largest districts extremely disappointed. Republican Senator Craig Brandt of Rio Rancho said the health department's actions demonstrate a callous disregard for families and teachers in his district. The health department did not immediately answer questions about why the clinics were allowed to be organized in the first place. The state has sent out numerous notices that it would follow phased distribution of the vaccine and that residents must register online if they want one. The state has received more than 203,000 doses so far, with about 163,000 being administered. State health officials have said they have been ordering from the federal government the maximum allowed and don't expect to run out. The health department said it expects to begin vaccinating the general public by mid-2021. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in New Mexico have surpassed 167,700 since the pandemic began. That includes 921 additional cases reported today. An additional 33 deaths also were reported, bringing the toll to nearly 3,080. President Joe Biden's 60-day moratorium on new oil and natural gas leases and drilling permits is prompting widespread concerns in New Mexico, where spending on education and other government programs hinges on the industry's success. About half of production in the state happens on federal land and amounts to hundreds of millions of dollars in royalties each year. Republicans and some community leaders say any moves to make permanent the suspension would be economically devastating. New Mexico's sole Republican in Congress, freshman Representative Yvette Harrell, was the only member of the state's delegation to speak out after Biden's order was issued. She said she's putting her support behind Republican-backed legislation to prevent the Biden administration from imposing any permanent plans that would limit new leases and drilling permits on federal land. New Mexico has surpassed all other states in its reliance on Medicaid health care as the coronavirus wreaks economic havoc and shifts the way people receive health care. State Medicaid Division Director Nicole Como says residents have flocked to the federal and state subsidized health care program for people living in poverty or on the cusp, with 43% enrollment statewide as of November. That's up from 40% before the pandemic. The recent expansion could be costly if bonus federal matching funds expire as scheduled in April. Como says the state could see a $170 million shortfall for the coming fiscal year. The legislature convened this week to craft a spending plan for the coming year. States have begun lobbying the administration of President Joe Biden for a more gradual reduction in the Medicaid match. Como said the program pays for three-quarters of births across the state. In rural Torrance and Sierra counties, more than three-quarters of the population is insured through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is for families that earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to buy private insurance. This is KUNM.